of our problems is that we often make peace with our sin and our bad habits. And we just look for ways to justify it. We look for ways to say it's not a big of a deal, and we just live with it. We make peace with that part of ourselves. We can sometimes settle for too little. But with grace, let me assure you that it is possible. Paul writes this to us because it is possible. Because we also have to remember that, number two, it's gradual. You see, the fact that growth is gradual is implicit in the word growth. Growth is usually imperceptible. We often don't see when growth is happening. When I think of my son Cale, I usually think of Cale as coming up to my shoulders. And I think he did up until this past week. We had a picture taken on the bridge, and I don't know what happened. I think I was standing in a divot, potentially. But like, when did this happen? Like, how did this happen so quickly? I didn't even notice this happening, but somehow gradually we see this growth happening all around us, and it's not something that you can just look at and watch happen, but all of a sudden you turn away and you turn back, and growth has occurred in some way, in some manner, because it is gradual. It's a gradual thing that happens, and that's implicit in the word growth. We don't like that very much because that means it takes patience. We don't want to exercise patience in our growth. I think we would rather be smacked on the forehead and fall over and suddenly we're totally filled with the Holy Spirit and we can do things that we could never do before. That's what we want in North America. We want big, dramatic breakthroughs. You know, we want to be able to say, God suddenly took this urge away, or God suddenly gave me this strength or this ability. We want to be able to fly from this mountaintop experience to another mountaintop experience. And if God doesn't do this, then sometimes we wonder what's wrong. Why didn't God rescue me in this moment as quickly as I wanted to see it happen? And sometimes we get so discouraged by that. But you know, this really flies in the face of everything we are told in the New Testament. We are never promised anything near that in the New Testament. The whole theme of the New Testament teaches about perseverance and this steadily moving forward. Getting your stability for the long journey. That it also would fly in the face of Peter's own life and his experience. I mean, it took Peter more than 30 years to get from that place where he was denying Jesus to this place where he is now writing this letter and helping others to be able to stand in the midst of what they were walking through. So don't be discouraged by slow growth. Growth should be slow. It should be incremental, but we should be constantly and steadily moving in that direction. Don't be discouraged. It's the only kind of growth that truly lasts. Swift, dramatic changes often die out. They can be good encouragers. They can be fruitful, but we shouldn't rely on them, and we shouldn't stake 100% of our faith on those instances. Some of the gradual stuff Peter is talking about here is making sense of the truths of Scripture. He gives, a really brief example of this in verse 16, the second half of verse 16, actually, when he says, some of these things are really hard to understand that we read about. Some of these imperatives that he's talking about in the second half of 16, he says there's things in the Scriptures that are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist to their own destruction, as they do with other scriptures. So there's some things that are difficult to understand, and he says, ignorant and unstable people twist them to their own destruction as they do the other scriptures. Look, it's kind of interesting. See, verse 15, it says that Paul wrote these things with the wisdom that was given to him, and some people distort these things as they do with other scriptures. That means that God's wisdom was given to Paul in his writings, and that the early church actually considers Paul's writings as scripture. So just very briefly after Paul had written his letters, it was already being referred to with the same terminology as you'd refer to the Old Testament. So we have this very early acceptance of the canonicity of the New Testament. So with such a short timeline in between the fact when it was written and when it was accepted, it's really quite amazing. So what Peter is saying here is that sometimes it's hard, but not impossible, to understand the Bible. It takes growth. It takes slow, incremental growth. Ignorant people twist it. Faithful people put in the hard effort, and they apply God-given wisdom in interpreting it and applying it to our lives. That's the call that we are given to do while we are waiting. So while we are waiting, keep your nose in God's word, because you will continue to learn and to grow from it until Jesus returns. It's not always simple. Sometimes it will feel like you're slugging through, but be patient and remember that growing in grace is gradual. Excuse me. It's gradual, and never forget, it's also gracious. And here's the last point that I'm going to make this morning. Because what is it that we grow in? We're growing in grace. That means that it's not just a matter of the will. It's not just about sheer determination separated from a love relationship. It's not about cold obedience. It's about loving obedience. The definition of grace is essentially God's undeserved or unmerited love towards you. God's undeserved or unmerited love towards you. And that's what he has given to each of us. This is what he asks us to accept. Will we accept his unmerited, his undeserved love that he has shown you? Because he has shown it to you. And we think of this in a couple of different ways. Sometimes we look at this term grace legally. This is the way in which, when we believe in him, we are accepted unconditionally. And we use the theological term here, justification, to refer to this aspect of grace. And in this instant, it cannot increase. It's fully given when you come to God in repentance and you place your faith in Jesus. You are fully justified. You are never partially justified. When you come to him, you are fully declared free. This is Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, where it says, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. It's not from yourselves. It's a gift from God, so that no one can boast. You are legally blameless, and there is no more that can be added to this. There's nothing that can be taken away. It's a legal standing with God that you now enjoy when you come to him in faith and repentance." The second way we look at it is more of a personal way. We've been adopted into his family. Once I was not a part of his family, but now I am. And you cannot increase in this area either. Either you are adopted, or else you are not. Either you are pardoned, or else you are not. One of the quotes that Tim Keller uses in a few of his books when it refers to the gospel is this: "The gospel is that we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope." And this has been my experience, that we are more sinful and flawed in ourselves than we ever dared believe. Yet at the very same time, we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared hope. This is his grace towards us, freeing us, giving us what we truly and ultimately need. So that is this positional grace that we have been given, this positional place that we have with God. But there are other places where this is clearly seen as an increase in grace, such as Hebrews 4:16. He tells us to go to the throne of grace so that we might find more grace to help us in our time of need. Or Romans 5:20, where it says that where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So it's not that there's more grace than there was before, because God is perfect in his grace, but it's that we begin to understand it more deeply and we begin to assimilate that into our lives. In 2 Peter 1:2, Peter says that grace and peace be multiplied to us. It's something that we can grow in, that we understand this more and more. And of course, right here in our passage, we are told to grow in this grace. So when we see grace like we do in our passage this morning, we're not talking about our standing before God, but rather the way its influence in our lives can increase. So I really think that there are two things in view here that we are called to do as we wait for the return of Jesus that Peter promises will happen in this chapter. Number one, we grow in grace and knowledge of the gospel. And number two, we share that with others, because it's not God's desire that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And those are the two things that we are specifically called to do as we wait. We don't just sit and wait passively, but we grow in grace and knowledge, and we share that grace and knowledge with those who are around us. So this morning, how are you growing? Are you moving forward in your understanding and your maturity in faith? Remember that sitting still is not an option. You have to be moving forward. Continue to get to know the God of the Bible. Continue to know him more deeply and intimately. Know and understand the God of the Bible and not a God of our own understanding, because sometimes we rely on that. I think so many of us think things like, I think God would be okay with this, or I think God would want me to do this, or I think God would want me to do this in this situation. But you haven't first gone to his word to find out the way he has spoken of these things and how he has acted concerning these things in the past. And because of the fact that God never changes, we can always do that. So grow in that grace and that knowledge of who God is and how he is revealing himself to you. Build your grace and knowledge from the Bible, not from your own thinking. Some of the passages are hard. We are promised that. Peter points that out. And some people twist those passages to mean things that they do not mean. So approach God's word thoughtfully and with wisdom. We have what it takes to be able to understand it and to apply it, and the Holy Spirit guides us into that truth. It is not an impossible task to open up your Bible, to read it and understand it and have it change your life. It is very possible. We have this available to us by the Holy Spirit that guides us into this truth. And then share that good news with others. Keep reaching out. See, it says the time to be saved is right now. The time to come to God and to be able to accept his saving grace is right now. That's why he hasn't returned. If he didn't want more people to know him, he would have come back already. But he wants more and more people to come to know him and to accept him and to build that kingdom here on earth until his return. This is what he has been calling us to do. There will be a time when that will be too late, but that time is not now. Verse 15 says that we are to count the patience of the Lord as salvation. He is being patient in regards to salvation, and that is good news. So that brings us all the way back as we close to Luke 22. And this was what Jesus said to Simon Peter, and this is what Simon Peter is saying in essence now. When Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift each of you like wheat. But I have pleaded in prayer for you, Simon, that your faith should not fail. So when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen your brothers. Repent, turn to me, and then strengthen others. Don't stay where you're at, but then move forward and do something with it. So as you stabilize, and you may be going through a time of difficulty, you may be going through a time when you're just trying to get your feet back under you, you're in that period of stabilization, you know the goodness of the God, but you're going through a time of difficulty right now. Get stabilized. Stay with God. Stay in his word. Growth is gradual, and it will come. Jesus has promised us that it is there and that it is possible. Get stabilized. Your growth in grace was never given to be an end with you. So that when you get stabilized, then you can come alongside someone else. God is growing you in his grace so that you can help others to grow in their grace. And that's what he calls us to be doing while we are waiting.